PayPal wants to stamp out hate groups using its platform. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, the Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting today with public briefings coming tomorrow. These times are hard to read. Labor shortages and supply squeezes contributing to higher prices. But a wave of new virus infections focused on unvaccinated people could crimp the economy. Is it really time to ratchet back some central bank stimulus? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has a preview.
The Fed has two jobs, maximize employment and keep inflation in check. Problem is, inflation is more than double the Fed's target of 2%, and the current 5.9% unemployment rate is too high. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has made it clear that jobs are the more important goal. He also says the inflation spike we're seeing now is temporary, a natural result of pent-up consumer demand and shortages caused by kinks in the supply chain. The Fed is continuing pandemic policies meant to grow the economy, buying about $120 billion worth of bonds a month and keeping interest rates right around zero. But even some Fed officials are getting a little uneasy about that, worried the Fed could cause the economy to overheat and inflation to soar even higher. Powell will have to find a way to relay what could be a very lively discussion without riling markets. The Fed is not expected to make any big announcements at this meeting. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The S&P future is down 0.3% now. The benchmark 10-year interest rate, U.S., is down at 1.25% amid a crackdown on tech and schoolwork tutoring companies in China we've been following. The key stock index in Hong Kong fell 4% on Monday and another 4% today. PayPal has announced a partnership with the Anti-Defamation League to curb the flows of money used by extremist and racist groups that use PayPal and other payment platforms. The project is designed to study and disrupt the use of money for propaganda, recruitment, and criminal activity. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
PayPal and the Anti-Defamation League started working together after the violent Unite the Right march in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, says ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt. The new partnership expands that work to identify hate groups and stop them from selling merchandise, advertising, raising, and sharing money via PayPal.
We believe that if we can attack the revenue sources of these hateful actors, we can weaken their reach and expose their techniques.
Of course, PayPal isn't the only fundraising option for hate groups, says Danny Rogers at the Global Disinformation Index. If they're booted from mainstream payment platforms, he says they'll migrate to digital currencies.
Forcing a group to raise money via cryptocurrency limits their audience. It limits the number of people who will donate. It will limit the ease of which those people can donate.
Rogers says getting those groups off of platforms like PayPal won't silence or stop them completely, but it'll narrow their reach significantly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And the wedding's off. After facing stiff opposition from federal antitrust regulators, two big insurance brokerages will not merge. Aon and Willis Towers had planned a $30 billion union. They both have big positions, not just in insurance, but in brokering employer pension and health benefits for workers and retirees. China has imposed sanctions against an American think tank and six U.S. individuals, including former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. It's the first time that country has used its anti-foreign sanctions law. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai.
The new law gives China a legal tool to retaliate against American sanctions. International trade lawyer Yang Jie is from the Huiye law firm in Shanghai.
The U.S. recently put sanctions on seven Chinese government officials over Hong Kong. So this time China also sanctioned seven targets from the American side. I think China's countermeasure is restrained.
Restrained because China's new law can apply to not just individuals and companies, but also staff, their spouses, and immediate relatives. And the penalties can be sweeping, says a lawyer specializing in economic sanctions, Nick Turner, at Steptoe & Johnson in Hong Kong. But there's no detail on what ex-Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and the others will face.
We're not certain if those are asset freezes, visa bans, or simply a prohibition against Chinese companies doing business with those targets.
The new law also helps Chinese companies fight back. If they get blacklisted by the U.S., they can complain if any American firm tries to sever ties with them. Again, lawyer Yang Jie.
The Chinese company could report to China's Ministry of Commerce and say the American client is engaging in what is called a discriminatory restrictive measure, an unfair action.
Who determines an unfair action? His guess?
A joint working group from different government agencies will determine that.
Under the new law, Chinese companies can sue others for damages if those firms comply with foreign sanctions. But it shouldn't affect most companies in China. Again, lawyer Nick Turner.
Well, if you have a locally incorporated company, even if it's owned by a U.S. parent company, it may not be subject to certain U.S. sanctions.
He advises foreign firms to audit supply chains and check if supplier contracts comply with the new Chinese law. Also, be proactive, says analyst Joe Mazur with the consultancy Trivium China.
Multinationals operating in China should conduct an audit of their risk exposure related to hot button issues like Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and should also be developing a clear strategy for messaging around sensitive issues.
So far, he says, China has not targeted any U.S. company.
The narrative that China has been seeking to promote is that China is becoming more and more open for foreign business.
The advice for U.S. businesses in China? Don't panic just yet. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And with coronavirus cases up 170% over 2 weeks in the U.S., the White House says it has decided to keep travel bans in place for people who would have come in from the European Union, the U.K., and other countries. Checking stock index futures again. The Dow future is down 118.3 tenths%. The NASDAQ future is down less than a 10th%, with the Federal Reserve beginning a two-day meeting in a couple hours. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.